British Public Radio. Gardening.
Garden Time with radiogardening.co.uk and Ken Crowther's on location across the channel.
Well, I'm in Salerne in the Provence, and with me I've got Nadia Pratt. Now, I'm looking at your garden because it's very much a garden that you have created around your house, isn't it? Your very own.
It is, yes.
Now, explain, really, this extension of the house was dug out quite a depth?
It was already dug out, but we made it a bit bigger, and we had to be careful for the trees because the roots are coming out of the wall, but we had to be really careful not to go too close to the tree.
So what tree is that? Because it's not one that I can identify.
It's called a micoucoulier.
I'm going to take your word for it.
It's a very nice tree. And lots of leaves during the summer.
Does it flower at all?
No, it's got little kind of balls.
Like flower or seed heads on it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, but no, it's a good tree for near the house.
So coming out from the house, we're standing on a gravel or stone terrace area where you can have your table and chairs. But as you say, you've had to. You can't build a straight line of a wall because it is about a metre difference in height from where the tree is. So you've had to curve the wall. Now, the wall obviously retains all the soil where the tree is. Who built the wall now? Come on.
Well, I did. I really enjoyed it. And it's not difficult. You just have to be a bit patient, and you have to try to find the right stones. It's a bit like a puzzle, and it's time consuming.
So have you used concrete blocks behind?
Behind are concrete blocks, and then you build up the stone wall with a little bit of cement behind it, so it doesn't fall.
Because you can't see the cement from the front hardly at all, can you?
I did my very best, so you can't see it.
Now, the stones vary in size from, I don't know, really a real mix of stones. Where did you get all your stone from?
They're all natural stones from out of the ground. When we were digging for the building, they just came out, and most of the stones are from our garden. I just got a few from next door.
A sort of poaching stones.
You can call it like that.
From next door. Now, the garden is very Provence, isn't it? We have, you know, pine trees, we have lots of olive trees. The pines are very typical of this area. They're quite a thin pine. They're not like the Scots pine that we get in England. You can hear the wind sort of running through the pines. It's quite a gentle sort of noise, isn't it?
It is a very typical noise, especially when there's a mistral. You hear it quite well, the noise.
Now, if we walk just a little way and turn up to the end of the garden, we've got a large pine tree here. And I imagine that is the border between your plot of ground and the neighbours.
Yes, it is.
Now, you've divided that quite interestingly because I can see a huge stone that's it's a couple of metres high.
We had to do something with all the rocks coming out. And, the solution was to build a rock wall. And in between the rocks, we left some spaces to put plants, and mostly plants which grow here without any water, just rainwater, which is very practically.
I mean, I was going to say, if I stand next to it, it's nearly 2 metres high in places, isn't it?
It sunk a bit, I have the feeling, but yes, it's approximately that high.
Now, looking across, I can see things like you've got thyme and plants like that, but you've also got yuccas and agaves with their spikes on the cup of variegated. They tolerate the cold winters here, do they?
Yes, but last year I had a few dying. Some of them recovered, but it was very cold last winter and they didn't like that. But normally they survive.
Normally they should go through
quite well. Yes, they do.
Now, just Looking back across, you've got an area of olives. Actually, out of interest, talking of olives, you've got quite a few olive trees. Do you actually pick the olives?
Yes, I do. We don't have that many trees, so it's like about 3 days' work. And then last year I had 65 kilos, which means about 10 litres of oil, because we needed 6.5 kilo for 1 litre. This year we only had 4 litres in total. So I think it was a bad year for the olives.
And you've got to do a bit of pruning on the olive trees.
That's what I'm planning.
This time of the year. Coming back out where you've got your driveway comes up to the house here, and you've got a nice, I'd call it a roundabout, but what do you call that?
In French, well, it's a roundabout, I guess. No, it's especially made for turning around with the cars. And the idea is to have something in the middle where you can sit and watch the view. There will be a little bench coming, and then the arch will be covered with wild roses.
Now, talking of below it, something that you don't see too much of here in the Provence is you've got grass growing. Now, is that going to be a bit of a job in the summer to keep
it
alive?
I hope not, but my husband is English and he wanted to have a lawn, so that's why the grass is there. But it's not very Provençal, and we'll see. If it's too much work, we might change it again into some, you know, laurier and typical French or Provençal plants.
Now, coming then closer to the house, back to, if we walk back through, and we've come back to your walls, and we got steps leading up to the area where we've just talked about that you drive round. And in front of that, so as you drive up the drive, you can see in front of the house, again, another lawn. You haven't finished the edging yet. Is that more wall building
it's
for yourself?
It's more wall building, yes. I'm looking forward to that. We have enough stones, so I don't have to go and find them anymore.
From the neighbour.
From the neighbours. So, yes, that'll be a job for this spring, I think. In summer, it's a bit too hot.
Now, how are you going to finish the top off? Do you have to get different stones for the finish top?
On the top, we'll have flat stones. And the idea is to maybe put a few pots on them, and just to finish it a bit nicely.
Now, if we come round the side of the house, and there's quite a drop, and we'll talk about the view in a moment, because the view is spectacular. But you've got an interesting more of your wall building down here. What are you covering here? Because it's a strange place to have a wall.
Yes, because it's not one level here, and all the pipes coming out of the house had to go down, but they were like flying in the air, and so we had to do something. So we decided we'll build another wall and make a seat out of it, and the pipes run under the seat, so they're covered, and it's useful to have a little seat and watching the view from there.
Now, the view, you've got a valley in front of you, and looking across, I mean, you've got conifers on the other side of the valley, but they vary in colour and textures, don't they?
There's a lot of colours when you look out here. It's very it's always changing, the view, and depending on the light and the sun and the shadows, it's spectacular.
You love your views, don't you?
I love it. I do.
Now, on the other side of the hill, there's Costurtour, isn't it?
It's
and
Tourtour,
that's quite
yes.
a favourite place in the Provence to go to, is it?
It's called Le Village dans le Ciel, so it means the village in the sky, and it's because it's very high up, and from there you have also, of course, spectacular views and sunsets, and we look to it, so it's quite nice to have that view.
So I'm scared to ask, because gardeners never finish their gardens, but have you got a plan to finish the garden in any set period of time?
It'll never be finished, I'm afraid. It's always a lot of work. And, well, we hope to finish it, let's say, in 2 years' time, but there will always something change, or we'll have a new idea and then we'll change it again. So it's an ongoing story.
The winter can be a stressful time for houseplants, so give them the care they need for best results. Make sure you don't overwater plants. This is the commonest reason for them dying. Only feed houseplants that are in flower using a high potash liquid feed. Leave all the others to rest. You should water cyclamen by filling a saucer with water until the plant takes up no more. Then throw away any surplus. Watering in the top of the pot may rot the tuber. Water azaleas with rainwater or deionized water, not hard tap water. And keep poinsettias moist, but don't overwater them. Stand foliage houseplants on trays of wet gravel or Hortag to counteract the drop in humidity from central heating. Misting the foliage with a hand mister and grouping plants together also helps to create a beneficial humid atmosphere. Make sure plants stood on windowsills are brought into the room overnight. If they stay where they are, it's likely they'll get a cold shock and may even be killed. If necessary, you can cut back leggy coleus, hypoestes, that's the polka dot plant, pilea, that's the aluminium plant, and tradescantias to encourage new growth and a better shape. Deadhead amaryllis as the flowers fade, leaving the flower stems to die down naturally. To ensure they flower well again next year, don't remove the foliage, but keep feeding and watering until the foliage starts to die down naturally. Then stop watering and carefully remove the leaves as they die. Indoor force bulbs that were in the house for winter displays and that have finished flowering can be put outside in a sheltered spot to finish dying down. They can then be planted in the garden. Regularly pick off yellowing and dead leaves and faded flowers to keep plants looking their best and help prevent disease problems developing and spreading. And check houseplants for greenfly and other pests as they can multiply quickly indoors. You can either rub them off or use an insecticide spray.
This is Yvette. We were talking about herbaceous borders a while back. Once planted out and mulched, a few important tasks during the growing season are regular attention to plants which may need staking, and in the first couple of seasons, weeding between the gaps of the plants. Deadheading early flowering plants, and in some cases cutting down to the ground, will encourage the plants to repeat flower. An automated water-efficient irrigation system will ensure a stunning display in the first season. After a few seasons, the plants may need to be divided and thinned. When the first signs of the new growing season appear, you can cut down all the previous year's growth, clear away the debris, give a feed of bone meal or similar, and remulch if required. The whole process is ready and waiting to repeat the spectacular show once more.
The winter can be a stressful time for houseplants, so give them the care they need for best results. Make sure you don't overwater plants. This is the commonest reason for them dying. Only feed houseplants that are in flower using a high potash liquid feed. Leave all the others to rest. You should water cyclamen by filling a saucer with water until the plant takes up no more. Then throw away any surplus. Watering in the top of the pot may rot the tuber. Water azaleas with rainwater or deionized water, not hard tap water, and keep poinsettias moist, but don't overwater them. Stand foliage houseplants on trays of wet gravel or Hortag to counteract the drop in humidity from central heating. Misting the foliage with a hand mister and grouping plants together also helps to create a beneficial humid atmosphere. Make sure plants stood on windowsills are brought into the room overnight. If they stay where they are, it's likely they'll get a cold shock and may even be killed. If necessary, you can cut back leggy coleus, hypoestes, that's the polka dot plant, pilea, that's the aluminium plant, and tradescantias to encourage new growth and a better shape. Deadhead amaryllis as the flowers fade, leaving the flower stems to die down naturally. To ensure they flower well again next year, don't remove the foliage, but keep feeding and watering until the foliage starts to die down naturally. Then stop watering and carefully remove the leaves as they die. Indoor force bulbs that were in the house for winter displays and that have finished flowering can be put outside in a sheltered spot to finish dying down. They can then be planted in the garden. Regularly pick off yellowing and dead leaves and faded flowers to keep plants looking their best and help prevent disease problems developing and spreading. And check houseplants for greenfly and other pests as they can multiply quickly indoors. You can either rub them off or use an insecticide spray.
Garden Time is a British Public Radio presentation in association with radiogardening.co.uk.